yesterday, Bradley Manning sat at the table that he's been sitting at for every proceeding, and he didn't do it from the witness stand. He sat at this table, and he read a prepared statement. It was 35 pages long. He took about just a little over an hour to read the statement that he himself typed up in confinement at Fort Leavenworth. And what it was, essentially, was a background on how he wound up deciding that there were these sets of documents or videos that needed to be released so that the public could see them and those in the American public could have debates about foreign policy, counterinsurgency strategies, counterterrorism. What he was experiencing overseas, he found to be bothersome and problematic because it just didn't fit with what he thought was, I guess you could say, morally correct. And he thought that others back home should be able to have discussions about what he was seeing in his daily job as an intelligence analyst or maybe just as an Army analyst. And so what his statement was going through each of the charges that he was pleading guilty, addressing the possession of the information and the willful communication of the information. And ultimately, he was pleading guilty to, as you say in the front of this segment, he was pleading guilty to the less severe charges.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he's not pleading guilty to any of the major federal charges that the government is pursuing, such as aiding the enemy, which carries the potential of life in prison without parole. He didn't plead guilty to stealing the documents. The government says he stole the documents off of these databases. He didn't plead guilty to violating a federal larceny statute. He did not plead guilty to exceeding his authorized access on a computer. That's a crime that falls under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which has received a lot of attention recently because of Aaron Swartz's suicide, and he was being pursued under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. And so you have these charges that they don't believe, the defense decided they want to fight those in a trial, but the other ones, they thought, well, let's get this out of the way, let's plead guilty, and then let's separate it, and maybe we create an extra burden for the prosecution.